Before we start today's episode, there's something important for agencies seeking a reliable way to attract new business, especially during busy periods. I want to introduce you to Leadflow Sprint. It's an eight-week program that simplifies your marketing and consistently attracts the attention of potential clients without requiring a massive marketing budget or external sales teams. With my 17 years of experience in aiding agencies to gain visibility and new clients, this program offers a practical and effective approach to lead generation. Forget about unpredictable leads and embrace a method that works across different agency sizes. And if you're keen to learn more, you need to visit caffeine.club/LFS. That's caffeen.club/L for Lima, F for Foxtrot, S for Sierra. Now let's get into today's episode.
Hi, everybody. This is just to say that this is part two of a podcast episode that was divided into two, so it didn't become too overwhelming. And I really encourage you to go back and listen to part one if you haven't already. You'll find it earlier in the podcast queue. Thanks for listening. So most of my clients are under 20 people in company size. I just wondered if you had any specific advice, because I know actually you typically work with a lot of small to medium sized businesses, but any advice on how to nail great email strategy when you don't have a dedicated internal marketing person? Because a lot of people use that as their reason for not getting started in this area. There's always something else to do, basically.
Oh, that's such a good question. I think firstly, just understanding the value of it. Once you understand the value of it, that's really all the motivation you need. So I myself often can't be bothered to keep up with my own newsletter because it feels like a lot of work. But then when I think about the fact that, you know, I have a I have about 1,600 subscribers on my list. I recently did a launch where I launched my mastermind for other copywriters. So I was coaching other copywriters. And so I only wanted to send, you know, the launch emails that were selling this mastermind to copywriters. So once I segmented the list and split them apart, it turns out there were 422 people that identified themselves as copywriters. And I knew that because I'd already set up the segmentation in my automation so that they, you know, self-identified as copywriters, because I knew that later on I would want to speak directly to copywriters for specific services that I have for them. So in the end, there are only 422 copywriters out of that kind of 1,600 people. And I was able to sell this mastermind to them. And I think my end kind of launch figures was something in US dollars. I've been speaking to a lot of Americans, so everything is in US dollars at the moment. So it was, in the end, I raised about $35,000 before fees and everything, from just a really small list of 422 copywriters.
Oh, congratulations, that's amazing.
Thank you. But so when you see the value of email and the potential that email has, on those days when I'm like, oh God, I cannot be bothered to do this, I'll remember that and think, okay, you're going to thank yourself for this in 3 months' time, four months' time. So write the damn email. So I think just doing it and doing the work, even though it's hard at the beginning, there's so much to be said for that, because it's only then that you'll start seeing the return. And then once you start seeing the return, it really becomes a huge motivator in actually continuing to do it. And I think if you don't have a dedicated marketing person to do all the emails for you, I think it's just really important to have a process. So how can you make it easier for yourself to make sure emails are getting done? So for example, I think one really good strategy is to be in close communication with whoever does sales, or whoever is really in really close contact with your clients on a regular basis. So whether that's account managers or your sales team or whoever, if they're the ones who are in close communication with your clients, they know your clients best. They know what your clients want, what they need, what they're struggling with, what they dream about, what they are trying to move towards. You know, they know what's stopping your clients from, or prospective clients from, saying yes to hiring you. And this is all the crucial information that you need to put a great email strategy together, because it's all this stuff that you need to highlight in your emails, instead of kind of hiding away from it, that will convince people and that will persuade people to hire you. So for example, if you know why a prospective client doesn't want to hire you, instead of just pretending that that issue doesn't exist, you can have a dedicated email that it exists to overcome that objection and to help that prospective client work through the objection, so that by the end of the email, you've persuaded them to actually reply back to your email and say, you know, or get on a call with you, whatever that call to action might be. So that's one thing, just setting up systems so that you can make it easier for yourself to come up with things to write about, things that need to be tackled in your email strategy. And then also, I think there's the just having a system of execution, so it actually just happens. Because I think often the biggest thing is just the hardest thing can sometimes just be writing the email. So if you can set up a system that makes it easy for you to do it. So for example, I love to batch my email copywriting. So I'll generally write 4 emails in you know, one day or half a day, where I've put aside a certain amount of time to write these emails all in one go, and then I schedule them out for the month. So actually I don't have to think about writing an email every week. I write them all in one afternoon, and then they just go out for the rest of the month, and it's as easy as that. I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to think about it too hard. So that's another great way. I think just coming up with systems and processes to make the job easier for you is really the way to go when you don't have just one dedicated person who's working on it.
I'm such a fan of doing things in batches. I think it just makes us so much more efficient. And
me too.
Anyone who's worked with me knows that I'm obsessed with efficiency and recycling, especially of content within the business. And that kind of leads me onto a point that, and I know this is a term that's used in lots of different ways in terms of email and copywriting, but I talk with my clients a lot about what I call email, evergreen email strategy. And it's when I broach the concept with them, it's often welcomed as an efficient way to avoid the perennial to-do list task of write the newsletter. And they also know that I hate the word newsletter. For the reasons we mentioned before, it should come from one person rather from the entire agency. So I just wondered if you can give us the top line on your interpretation of evergreen email strategy and how that links up with batching things in advance, and also having the motivation to write, even though there may only just be like a couple of people on your list at the start.
Yeah, so I think that this is a really clever way to just make sure that you're consistently getting your message out, and also that you're getting the same message out to you know, different people. Because what email can be really helpful for, especially email automations, which are just those emails that go out automatically to people, is making sure that all your email subscribers have experienced the same email journey, which is also, you know, an educational journey. So whatever it is that you're teaching them about or that you're telling them about, you really want to make sure that everyone is at that same level of awareness when it comes to what you do and, you know, how you can help and whatever else it is that you want them to know about you. So yes, evergreen emails automations are very, very clever and are very important. And I think one of the best email automations that I love is the welcome sequence, which is the automated email sequence that is triggered when a new subscriber subscribes to your email list. So every single new subscriber will go through your welcome sequence. Now, your welcome sequence might be 3 emails that, you know, go out over the course of 3 days. So one email a day. It might be more. It could be 5. It could be 7. And however, you know, the number of emails that you decide to send out really depends on what it is that you want your audience to know. So, for example, Charlotte, if you had a welcome sequence, I'm not sure if you have one, you might know that, okay, you want to tell them, firstly, you want to introduce yourself. So that's one email. And then maybe you want to introduce your podcast and talk about your podcast and link to your podcast. So that's another email in itself. Then you might want to talk about, you know, your one-to-one services. So that's another email. Then you might want to talk about your course when clients consistently, that's another email. And so obviously this isn't just, it's not going to just be sell, like, you know, hire me, because you want to create an environment of value where your subscriber feels like they are getting something interesting, whether it's just an interesting story or whether it's, you know, something informative and educational. You want them to feel like that they're getting something, so it's not just sell. But this is your way of making sure that everybody that goes through your sequence is having the same kind of educational experience and educational journey, and ends on the kind of the same level of awareness.
Yeah.
And so the welcome sequence is my favorite, because that means that by the time you're done with the welcome sequence, whether it's 3 emails, 5, 7, whatever, by the end of it, the person has been welcomed into your world. Well and truly welcomed into your world. And they've had that like nurturing experience. You've nurtured them. They know enough about you and your business for you to then go on and, you know, send them weekly newsletters and talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. And I think the other option is what you do, Charlotte, where you have an automation setup that goes on and on, right? So it just continues. So you have newsletter content that's going out every week, and every time someone new goes into the sequence, goes, you know, joins your email list, they go into this automation and they start from the beginning. So you'll have people on the 20th email on week 20, and you'll have people on the first email on week one, all going through this email journey. And what it just means is you have those emails set up, you know, you don't have to think about them again. You set them up once, then that's usually it. Although I recommend that you do go back and just always make sure that everything is still topical, that everything still stands true, because, you know, your business might change. So you might want to change kind of some of the things that you talk about in the email. That can be really powerful as well, because you know that your subscribers are hearing from you and, you know, you've not gone silent. I think the only difficulty with having an automation that just kind of goes on and can continue to go on has loads of benefits. But it means that you kind of can't include things that are more timely, because the whole point of that is that it needs to be evergreen content where nothing is time-based, so it never goes out of date, which is amazing. But then, for example, if there's something that you want to talk about that is timely, that is like talking about the here and now, you wouldn't be able to put it in the automation. But what you could do is you could just send a separate email. So maybe you send 2 emails that week instead of the one. And that is totally okay as well.
Yeah. And so just starting with the welcome sequence, you're like, I wonder if you have a welcome sequence, Charlotte. And I was just thinking, yes, I do. And then you list all the things that should be in the welcome sequence. Is like, nope. So we need to work on that. The news, so the time sensitive aspect of evergreen, that's one of the reasons I love that strategy, because I think it forces this audience, this industry, which is, you know, typically if a newsletter or an email goes out at all, it tends to be really, really time sensitive. And it's getting, I think this is a discipline of moving away from that and talking about the perennial topics that our clients face. And the wonderful thing about this industry is there are so many perennial topics. Yes, there are trends that come and go, and I like to position those more as thought leadership pieces that could be used as lead magnet content. And no, I'm introducing a whole another term there, which if you're a client of mine, you'd be familiar with. And if not, I'll put some resources around that in the show notes. But I think it forces the person who's writing it to be really disciplined in terms of understanding what are those classic topics that come up time and time again for clients, and addressing those, and really getting an understanding of what the fundamentals of the service that they're offering is. So just another way to get a better understanding of what you offer, a deeper understanding of it. You know, the wonderful thing about evergreen that I like, and you talked about this previously, is that batching aspect, and also that kind of sense of, you're not just serving a really small number of people on that list when you're writing that content. It's just such a great motivator in terms of writing. You've got a reason to really put effort into it, even though, you know, initially it's only going to go out to a couple of people. You can send it out to a much wider audience over a longer period of time without any extra effort. And then the other thing, the thing that I'd forgotten previously, that I just think is such an amazing tactic, especially for smaller agencies, is yes, you've got this evergreen sequence going out on a consistent basis, but actually I think it's really advantageous that you've had the ongoing conversation, so that when you have something time sensitive to share, you can do it as, well, I guess, email blast, or, you know, single one-off email that you send out to the audience, and they're much more engaged in it because they're used to hearing from you. So my experience is that people are much more likely to read and take action if you're sending out something that's time sensitive, if they've been hearing from you on a regular basis through the format of your welcome sequence, your evergreen sequence. And, you know, for smaller agencies, that might be as simple as sending out, you know, you're looking at a blank month in the studio diary for the forthcoming month. You're like, how are we going to keep the lights switched on? We need to make sure we've got money coming in. So it might be as simple as sending out an email saying to clients, look, this doesn't happen often, but one project's been is completed early, another one's been pushed back, and we actually have some space pretty soon coming up in the studio. If there's a burning project that you've got in mind, or just a pet project that you want to explore with a creative partner, now would be a really good time to book a call and talk through it with us, because we're able to be more flexible than usual, and you're implying flexible on both time and money. It might just be that you're being more flexible on time, but I've seen that have really great results in terms of actually prompting people to book a phone call who previously just been dwelling on your evergreen sequence and not really taking action. So yeah, I think it's really smart to use those one-off emails in a way that works for your business needs at the current moment.
Absolutely. And I think what's really important for service providers that we sometimes struggle with is to remember to sell in our emails. So absolutely, you know, provide educational content and content that provides some kind of value and is teaching your audience about what you do and what they should be doing and all that good stuff, but sometimes we do that at the expense of just remembering to say, hey, by the way, this is how you can hire us. You know, so it's really important to just remember to include that as well, like, you know, this is how I can help you, don't forget that we are available for you to hire us, and this is how you can hire us, type of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Just thinking about those calls to action that you are putting throughout there and peppering and making sure that they're relevant to who you're talking to, and yeah, reminding people you're for hire and you're not just a content provider. Exactly. Very important. So I just wondered, are there any things that you're excited about within the realm of email and copywriting that might be coming up over the next few years or months, or any trends that you yourself are keen to put into practice that we should have on our radars as mere mortals who might end up doing them in 5 years' time?
Well, actually, I think, over the past, I would say, 4 or 5 months, I've definitely had more clients getting in touch with me to write evergreen sequences for them.
Oh, so interesting.
So that's definitely something that's becoming more and more popular. And just more generally, I think businesses are beginning to understand the real value of email.
Yeah.
And not just kind of just send in any old email, but the fact that, you know, they are coming to email strategists and copywriters like me to do it for them, just really proves that people are beginning to understand, that business owners are beginning to understand that there really is a way to do this, and that it can be successful and valuable if we do it the right way. So I think just generally, I'm excited about the fact that business owners are becoming more aware of the importance of email and the importance that email, the important role that email can play within a business. And yeah, I think something that's going to be tricky is all the changes, especially the iOS changes, particularly to email open rates and the privacy aspect around that. So
yeah,
I think getting my clients certainly to stop thinking about open rates so much is going to be challenging, and to get them to start noticing other metrics that have always been just as important, honestly, but that have maybe taken a back seat to things like open rates. But that means that we have to just be more what's the word, I guess, innovative around how we do email. So we have to kind of put our thinking hats on and get a bit more clever with it, instead of just relying on open rates to tell us everything that we want to know or need to know.
Absolutely. And just on the former point that you mentioned, just this kind of concept that more businesses are understanding, waking up to the power of email and how they might implement that in their businesses. I'd say to design businesses listening and marketing agencies in general, this has been an industry that's been typically really poor at this. So I think just getting started sets you at a massive advantage versus the wider market and your competitors. Really urge you to start soon rather than later, because, and I've said this before, but typically when we start deploying stuff with clients, get to the end of the process and they say, I really wish we'd started this a year earlier, because they understand the long-term nature, which is something we've already mentioned here. I'm not promising any quick fixes. This is very much about building long-term relationships and building trust, nurturing those prospective clients and lapsed clients. But you're going to wish you started it sooner. So, you know, if you take anything out of this phone call, this podcast episode, then I strongly recommend that it's just get started and don't wait to get it perfect. Because as you've heard, even a man has like stuff on her list that she wants to start implementing and is curious about, and there's always room for tinkering and changing things. Like it's never going to be absolutely perfect. It's always a case of learning and iterating and using the data where it's relevant in order to do that.
Oh, absolutely. And you really took the words just right out of my mouth, because I was going to say email is one of those things where you will always look back and be happy that you started it. Especially, you know, a year into the future, you'll look back and think, oh, thank goodness I started back then, because it does take time. And it isn't, you know, it doesn't work overnight. It really is something where you get out of it what you put in. And that takes time. But it's when you do it well, it can be really valuable for you.
Absolutely. So on that note, I just wanted to know, who should get in contact with you and when?
Okay, so if you are an online business owner, service provider, I also work with e-commerce brands too, and you need support with your email strategy and your emails, whether that is the email copywriting side or just the strategy side or both, I can help. So you can get in touch with me by heading over to my website, inkhouse.org.uk, or I'm on Instagram, so you can check out my content there and find out about me there. And I've also got that free 35-minute email masterclass that teaches you the kind of basic email rules, and I will give you the link, Charlotte, so you can put it in the show notes.
Brilliant. So head down there, and I just, you know, just about for that Instagram account, like there is so much clutter in my Instagram feed, but that is genuinely an account that I learn something from every day. So I strongly recommend that you give it a follow, and you'll just be picking up some ideas to the point where you're desperate to put email into action for your business. And before we go, a question that I ask everybody: what is your favorite business resource? And I've been told off in the past for saying business book, so I'm going to open that up and say book, podcast, email newsletter, fittingly, event, anything. What's your favorite? What do you find most valuable?
Oh, okay. I'm a big podcast person. I love podcasts, and so I have so many favorite podcasts. I will say, oh god, that's so hard. Okay, I'll say The Get Paid podcast is a really a favorite podcast of mine, where the podcast host Claire Pells, she really just talks about she talks to business owners and asks them, how do you get paid, how much do you get paid, you know, what do your services look like, what do your processes look like, all that stuff. And it's just a really honest conversation about money, where especially for us Brits, it can be really difficult to talk about money and figures and stuff like that. And so this podcast just really just just get straight to the heart of the money conversation. And you, I don't think we often hear conversations like that. So I think it's a really powerful podcast.
That sounds brilliant. And it's not currently on my subscribe list. I'm a bit of a podcast girl too. So was that was the Get Paid podcast with Claire Pearls, is that right?
The Get Paid podcast.
I will pop that in the show notes as well. Thank you so much for that recommendation. And for joining us here today. I really appreciate your time. It's been, I feel like we could have talked forever because there's so much that I want to learn about this area and really aware there's so much more to implement. And it's refreshing to hear from you that process never really ends, but you know, just getting started is the main point here and evolving it over time. So thank you so much for coming to talk to us. And yeah, all the best.
Thank you. You're so welcome. And thanks for having me.
Just before we wrap up, I want to touch on a crucial opportunity for your agency's growth. As a creative agency, your primary focus should be on delivering exceptional work, not getting bogged down in sales and marketing. And that's where Lead Flow Sprint comes in. It's an 8-week program designed to streamline your lead generation process, bringing in a steady flow of potential clients to you. No more struggling with the ups and downs of trying to gain the attention of new business. Our program includes hands-on support, including direct input on your copywriting, ensuring a bespoke approach to your lead generation needs. No more feeling stuck in the feast or famine cycle. Our real-time support, including direct feedback on tasks like copywriting, helps you to bid farewell to inconsistent leads and embrace a lead generation system that's tailored to your unique needs. Visit caffeine.club/LFS. That's KAFFEN.CLUB/L for Lima, F for Foxtrot, S for Sierra.